My mom loved nature so much that she named me after a moth, the Luna moth. They don't live in California, so I've never seen one in person, only in pictures. Pictures are all I have of my mom, too. She died when I was a baby. And me? Even with my nature-inspired name and my nature-obsessed mom, when it comes to the outdoors, I've always been more of a natural disaster.
Oh my gosh. I forgot about this picture from our sixth grade outdoor ed trip.
You were not cut out for outdoor ed, Luna. Like, not at all.
It was actually your worst nightmare. Did you even sleep? Look at those bags under your eyes.
I swear, something was growling outside the cabin. How did you both sleep through that?
I'm pretty sure nature was only after you. How else do you explain both getting stung by a bee and falling out of the canoe?
Don't forget tripping over the log and the blisters you got from your new hiking boots.
Stop! I'm trying to forget the pain. Quick, look at the camera and say, we're going to have the best time ever in LA!
That's so long.
But so true.
We're going to have the best time ever in LA! Just promise you'll ask your dad, like today, about LA.
Don't worry, I'll ask him the moment I walk in the door. Bye! Thanks for the ride!
Bye, Luna!
Dad, I'm home! Dad, I have the best news ever!
I'm in the office.
Gabriella's mom and Mia's mom are taking them on this amazing girls' trip to LA, and I'm invited! We're going to go to a spa and get our nails done and go to this new fancy restaurant and—
Hold on. When is this happening?
In October. There's a Friday off school so we can go for a long weekend. And it's only July now, so it's not like we have plans yet. I can go, right? Please?
Have a seat. Luna.
Yes?
You know, I've always wanted you to be more acquainted with your grandmother, especially now that my parents have passed on. And I've always wanted you to see more of the area where your mom grew up. And I've had to travel more and more to the East Coast in the past few years.
Is this about visiting Grandma Wright? Because you know she doesn't even like us, right?
That's not true.
Well, she always comes up with some excuse for us not to visit. I think she only comes here every January because she thinks it's her duty. I'm fine with visiting her, though, if you can convince her. Just not in October, please!
Luna, I'm trying to tell you.
Trying to tell me what?
The LA weekend idea isn't going to work because I just got the final word from my job today. We're moving next month. My firm is transferring me to the Washington, D.C. office. We're going to live with your Grandma Wright until we find our own place, right outside D.C. in Lacey, Virginia, where your mom grew up.
What? One month. Just 4 weeks. Less, really. And suddenly it was August. And I was having to say goodbye to my best friends.
Don't be sad. We'll text you.
Every day.
I'm gonna miss you both so much. We'd already sent all of our stuff ahead in a moving truck to be placed in storage. So Dad and I only had a few suitcases to take with us on the flight.
This is your captain speaking. We're beginning our descent into Washington, D.C. Thanks for flying with us. For those of you coming home, welcome back. And for those of you visiting, we hope you enjoy your stay.
What if you were neither? How long is the drive to Grandma Wright's house? Why isn't she picking us up?
Doctor's appointment.
When's our car getting here?
Next week.
When are we going to get our stuff from storage?
When we find our own place.
Which had better be soon.
It's that house right there. Here we are, Luna.
I'll get your bags from the back.
Thank you.
Of course. Have a nice day.
I'm so tired.
It's good to see you again, Rosemary.